Hey y'all, this is Bud Elliott, and this is the NOLCAST post-game show after Florida State lost to Louisville 31-28. As always, we do not edit the NOLCAST instant reaction. I record it as close to the game time as I can and get it out to y'all, and I hope you enjoy it. Look, we really appreciate everybody listening after this season, which has been just an abject disaster. Our sponsors, as always, Louisiana Hot Sauce and Madison Social. Madison Social, a great place for food and drink, as well as Centralia Township and the new Soto, an awesome bakery with both sweet and savory treat. So definitely go check all that out. Look, I guess you just sit here and laugh. I mean, it's just another bungled game by Jimbo Fisher without Jameis Winston. Another game in which Florida State has more talent than their opponent, and they find a way to lose. You know, and if it was any other team, you'd sit back and chuckle. But I got to tell you, I just feel so bad for these kids who have committed to Jimbo Fisher. They commit, and they think, man, I'm going to be really well coached. My coach is going to put me in a position to succeed. My coach is going to manage the game appropriately. I'm going to get developed, and we're going to win championships. Maybe not national championships, but maybe a division championship, ACC championship. And none of that's happening. I feel bad for these kids. So I've got to know them on the recruiting trail, and just they're being failed repeatedly by Florida State's coaches. And today, the guy who failed them the most was Jimbo Fisher, the head coach, again. This is so bad. And look at the start. Look, hey. I've said this almost every single episode, so I'll just say it again. Florida State needs to make several coaching changes, probably four or five. Jimbo Fisher has clearly screwed up by failing to fire some coaches previously, so he's let the bad coaches on the staff kind of pile up and pile up, and it's much like your refrigerator. If the only way groceries ever leave your refrigerator are by getting eaten, you know, aka a promotion to another program, well, then eventually the stuff that nobody wants to eat is going to pile up, and it's going to rot, and it's going to create a bad atmosphere. And that's what you have at Florida State right now. You have a lot of coaches that nobody else wants. You got a lot of guys on this staff who Jimbo Fisher kept when he had the option to get rid of them last year and didn't. And now it's causing more losses. But I want to focus specifically on how Fisher bungled this game. He didn't put him in a position to win. First of all, he only ran 10 possessions. That's not many. I understand the idea that you want to keep the ball away from Lamar Jackson. However, Florida State has a lot more defensive depth than Louisville does. So if you think about that, maybe you would score some more points if you're actually able to expose some of Louisville's defensive depth. I don't know. We even had Louisville fans talking about how boring Florida State is to watch and how painfully slow they operate on offense. And maybe some of that was on purpose, but it's hard to give the benefit of the doubt for that when you see an offense that was 129th in the nation in pace coming into this ballgame. But I want to focus on something Fisher said in a press conference after the game. And it's something I've ranted about before. It's something that I know the articles have been sent to Jimbo Fisher. I know his assistant coaches have read it. And he still doesn't get it. It's really discouraging because it makes me think, even if he makes these coaching changes that he needs to make, I'm still not sure he's going to get the big picture of game management. He was asked, Jimbo, on 4th and 3 there on the 27 in the second quarter, did you think about going for it? The right move there is to go for it. Just pound the rock twice. You've been running the football well. You don't want to kick a field goal. That's not the right play. Jesus. And what does he say? No, never thought about going for it. Instead, he talked about wanting to take the lead. Take the lead? We just talked about this last week. Ugh. I mean, there's 24 minutes left in the game. Who cares about taking the lead? The opposing offense is running at 7 yards of play at this point. Taking the lead? A lead that's not going to last. You need to score as many points as possible. We talked about this all week. We talked about it in the post game of the Duke game. We talked about it in the midweek show. We talked about it in the Louisville preview. I tweeted about it today. Jimbo Fisher seemed to acknowledge that he was going to need to score a lot of points this week. He said it in the Jeff Cameron interview. He said it in the Monday interview, and he said it again, I think, on the conference call this week. And yet he kicks a field goal there? That's not the right move. You have got to figure, and I actually tweeted, if I can pull this up. Let me see here. Here's what I tweeted this morning when I got done with the gym. Key element today will be Jimbo Fisher managing the game like FSU needs to score 5 touchdowns. Vegas has this 33-27 FSU. Can't think 24 wins it. If Jimbo Fisher manages this game like UNC last year, you could have a repeat of that game. Call the game assuming Louisville gets 31-ish. Well, guess what? Louisville did get 31. Florida State did not. You need to maximize your points. For Jimbo to say in the postgame that he never thought about going for it, I believe him. And I know his justification was taking the lead and that Aguayo was 12 for 12 on his last 12 or whatever. I don't care if he's 100 for his last 100. You need to go. You need to maximize your chance of scoring a touchdown. Jimbo not getting this in his 7th season is really scary, and it's a bad sign. Now, I think it's something that maybe you could change if somebody could talk some sense into him. But this is probably his biggest flaw as a coach, and he just doesn't get it. There were some other errors, though, and I feel bad because he's not putting his kids in position to win. You know, you got a walk-on receiver running the deep post and gets the ball taken away from him. Really? How about Tamori and Terry? Big 6'4" kid with good speed. You can't just tell him, hey, run a post. It's not like there needs to be 1,000 route adjustments on every single play. Just run a post. An 18-year-old can do that. He'd probably have been more open than Jackson was, and he probably would catch that ball. And you know what? Maybe stuff like this is why I'm already hearing some talk about some young players wanting to transfer, some young, talented guys, who I'm not going to dime them out here because I think they're probably going to change their minds. But this is not good. And then on the play where they get bailed out by a roughing the passer call, which, I mean, hey, FSU finally gets one. That's nice by the refs. The play before wasn't real conducive to going for four-down territory. All deep routes? Yeah, there are a couple of guys open, but how about give your young quarterback an easy throw there on 3rd and 10? The defense will probably give it to you. And then, guess what? You can go for it then on 4th. They also had another situation in this game in which they didn't play it two-down territory. If FSU is going to play as slow as it plays, and it plays so slow, I mean, they're 129th out of 130 in pace. It cannot just give away possessions like this, and it can't mismanage them to this extent. This is bad by Jimbo. And this, to me, isn't necessarily play calling. This is game management. He needs to have somebody who can tell him, Jimbo, here's what the odds say on this play, right? Or on this series. Willie Fritz of Tulane and several other coaches now like to subscribe to a service that has a good guide for them based on their personnel, the game situation, the opponent they're playing. I don't know if Florida State has that. I'm pretty sure if they do, they need to get rid of that because they're not getting the right advice. There's a good AP article about that as well, by the way. And I spoke to Ralph Russo on the Associated Press podcast about that. They also they didn't get their plays in time. Again, had to waste 2 timeouts in this game because you don't get the play called and lined up fast enough. You can't be wasting a third of your timeouts because you can't get the play called. That's horrible. Now, you did have some serious issues. Let's talk a little personnel with James Blackman. And look, the offense only scored 21 points, so that's the reason they lost the game. The defense held Louisville to 31. The defense actually scored a touchdown, and the defense created some turnovers. Blackman had two interceptions and a fumble. Obviously not, the one interception wasn't necessarily all that killer, but I got to tell you, I thought Jimbo mismanaged that situation as well. Check this out. About 1:04 left in the game, or in the first half. Florida State has 2 timeouts. They decide to run the ball from like their own 25. Okay, that's fine. Jackass Patrick picks up like 9 yards, stays in bounds. Probably a mistake by him. Be better to get out there, save some time. Instead of calling a timeout, Florida State lets the clock run down. The game's tied right now. I figured, okay, that's fine. They'll go to half. They're going to get the ball at half. They'll regroup. Fair. So they run Cam Akers. They get the first down. And then all of a sudden, with like 30-something seconds left, they decide they're going to start chucking the ball from their own 35? And Blackman throws a pick? Which, look, it may be on him or it may be on Izzo. I'm not totally sure, and I don't want to say it's on him or Izzo before I know. And I'm sure my sources will tell me later on in the week. But what kind of management is that? They let like 30-something seconds run off the play clock after Patrick's run without taking a timeout. Again, I don't know if Jimbo has to manage too many different things because he doesn't trust his coaches, or if he just has like a fog of war thing going on or what, but what the hell was that? And then you have a turnover on the final play, final offensive play of the game for Florida State. Or, well, the penultimate plays. I guess they had one play at the very end. Where is Blackman trying to pull it, or is he trying to give it? I'm not sure. I do know for a fact that Florida State does not rep the QB run stuff in practice all that much. And that's probably one of the reasons they're not that good at it, you know? You're good at what you rep. Now, a couple times in this game, you know, Blackman had a decent run, then I know he had another one. I don't know why you're not running zone read with him once or twice a quarter. He also made some mistakes, there's no doubt about it. And if you want to say, hey, this was his freshman game, I mean, maybe I'm right there with you. He didn't make a whole lot of great throws. But I don't think he was the bigger reason they lost this game. If they could get another possession, or if they could just maximize some of their possessions, that'd be fine. You know, they went for 6.1 yards a play. Jimbo is really good at getting a very high yards per play number, but a low point total. And in the end, you'd really rather have the points than the yards per play, because the scoreboard doesn't actually show the yards per play. You know, I thought they ran the ball pretty well with Cam Akers and Jaquez Patrick. 30 carries, 145 yards. That's just under 5 yards a carry. Not enough like explosive runs for them for Florida State. They only had 4 chunk runs. One of them was Blackman. So they had 10, 12, and 10. That was one thing Boston College did. They really busted a lot of the chunk runs. But Blackman did have a lot of chunk throws. 37, 30, 17, 16, 22, 16, 20, and 18. But nothing over 40. They really failed to hit the huge long scoring play. Which is tough because you have a freshman quarterback who's going to be inconsistent. I know a lot of people are going to have a lot of different complaints about varying things. Jimbo Fisher actually got into it with a fan after the game. Maybe he's pretty frustrated. Gary Smits, like 30-year newspaper guy in Florida, very trusted. Jimbo Fisher got into it with a fan who yelled, quote, "Get new coaches." Fisher said, "Walk your ass down here and say it." Maybe challenging a fan to come down and then say it to your face, even if it's in jest, isn't the best look. And look, maybe the pressure is getting to him. I don't know. I do know, and I wrote today, they're not firing Jimbo Fisher even if he loses all of his remaining games. Period. His buyout's $40 million. And look, I don't think they should fire him anyway. I think that he still has the capability to lead this program and be a good coach. There's no doubt he squandered 2 extremely talented opportunities in the last 2 years after what was rightfully a rebuilding year in 2015. But man, seeing the crowd today, which was not good, FSU announced a sellout, and that was no sellout. There's a lot of unhappy people out there. You know, you kudos to Nyquan Murray for stepping up. I thought both the backs ran really hard. Auden Tate caught a number of balls and fought for some yards after the catch. Kudos to Florida State, honestly, for not quitting. I mean, I think you had one drive where the defense was pretty demoralized. But other than that, I mean, they weren't that terrible. If I told you Louisville was going to score 31 points and have 449 yards, you'd say, yeah, that sounds about right. They had Lamar Jackson. He has been an absolute stud this entire year. And yes, Florida State's defense is still poorly coached. And yes, they need to make several changes on that side of the ball, because if you look at the talent gap between FSU's defense and Clemson's, it's not nearly as big as the performance gap. The performance gap between FSU and Clemson's defense against Jackson and Louisville is really stark. And that's not good, because that's telling me Florida State has the players, but they don't have the coaches, and so they're failing their players. That's really disappointing. And at some point, If players stop believing what the coaches are doing, they are going to quit on them. And you'll see a lot of guys freelancing and trying to play hero ball, trying to make the play themselves when it's not their play to make, and trying to protect their health and trying to protect their draft stock. And Jimbo Fisher can say, hey, the eye in the sky doesn't lie, and you need to keep doing your job so that the NFL will show you. But it's just human nature, if you're an alpha type and there are several on that defense, to try and say, hey, I need to make a play. I need to win this game. And at that point, teams will start taking advantage of Florida State's over-aggressiveness, much like what happened in the end of the Mickey Andrews era, actually. You know, guys didn't trust what they were being taught, so they tried to freelance. They tried to do their own thing, and that didn't happen. It didn't work. Louisville rushed for 293 yards. That's a lot. That's not good communication between the three levels of the defense, right? That's defensive ends, linebackers, and secondary not working together. Far too often you had two guys taking the pitch or two guys taking the give or two guys taking the keep and nobody taking the give or nobody taking the keep, right? It's supposed to be one-on-one with some help over the top rolling down, and it just didn't happen. You know, Louisville didn't have very many big passing plays. They had 25, 26, and 21. That's a very solid effort, but look at their explosive runs. 23, 22, 15, 51, 15, 25, 12, 15, 15. It's hard to win a game like that, yet Florida State absolutely had a chance to because Louisville's defense is trash. I probably should have said that earlier in the show, but that is a terrible defense by Louisville. And for Florida State to only score 28 points at home against that defense, that's depressing. They're not getting it done. This was their last real chance to have good visitors as far as, you know, recruiting. And they're still in a lot better shape than most programs in America. But this is now a lost season. And Jimbo Fisher has to take a long look at what he is without Jameis. And you can't just blame this on a freshman quarterback. Because right now, he is 54-19 without Jameis. 9-3 every year is a 750 win percentage. Jimbo, without Jameis, is at 74. So he is now worse than 9-3 without Jameis Winston. Excuse me, I'm wrong. It's actually worse than that. Wow. Okay, yeah, he's 54-20. It's 73%. I forgot to add in today's loss. That's pretty brutal. Florida State's not paying a guy $6 million to go less than 9-3 every year without Jameis. So, all right. So, special teams, I'll go back and watch. Florida State now has to travel to Boston College on Friday night. They got to turn around, and that'll be interesting. So, till next time, we'll talk to you then.